The numbers, 19 through 27, are recycled, but the issues in the current crop of statewide ballot measures are mostly new. One thing that is different, observes Sonoma State political science professor David McKeown, is that most of them, 7 of the 9, address what he calls fiscal governance issues.
For example, Proposition 21, that has a $18 surcharge to fund the parks. Even Proposition 23, the rollback of AB 32, giving California the most stringent clean air laws in the country, even that's really about taxes and quality of life and fiscal governance. And historically, those fiscal governance initiatives usually have the toughest road in terms of passage.
McKeown, who has made a study over the years of the so-called direct democracy measures in California and elsewhere, says another difference this year is that many of the ballot measure backers will need affirmative votes to get the results they want.
For example, on 24 and 25, 24 closing corporate loopholes to add $1 billion to the general fund, 25 adding a majority vote to the budget, Proposition 19, the legalization of marijuana ballot measure. Many of these ballot measure fights where groups typically fight it out in the legislature or spill over into the direct democracy arena and are usually battling on the no side find themselves on the yes side.
But propositions that would boost revenues for the state generally face better prospects.
These things that add revenue to the coffers and can change things actually stand a pretty good chance in this environment given the fiscal situation that California faces.
Most of those causes will also have to contend with a scarcity of media attention, McKeown predicts.
There's usually just a few ballot measures that suck up all of the coverage in the media time, and that would be 19, 23 so far, and probably as we get closer to Election Day 24 and 25 because of the stakes involved. But those 4 of the 9 ballot measures will probably dominate much of the media narrative around the election.
Among those likely to get overlooked are the 2 competing measures that address the wonkish matter of how the state's legislative districts are drawn and by whom.
You have competing ballot measures, which are really about the process of who's going to draw the lines and whether those lines, for example, in Proposition 20, are going to go into congressional districts or whether the legislature will be involved in drawing the lines as opposed to the Citizens Redistricting Commission, Proposition 27.
There's big money on both sides in the battle over Prop 23, but they each are using it to make the same argument, something that McKeown says tends to drive voters away from the issue entirely.
Both sides are arguing that a yes vote will lead to some protection of jobs. Under that environment, what we think happens is voters actually cast a no vote or they abstain.
Farther down the ballot, voters in many areas will find local initiatives seeking additional revenues for schools, roads, or fire and hospital districts. These two, he warns, face an uphill struggle for passage.
Localities, the number one problem they face is one of funding and of revenue. And so they have to keep going back to the voters in the special district or in the school district and keep asking voters for additional funding because of the loss of property tax revenue, for example. And as a result, we see just a plethora of these at the local level. And they face a very tough road to pass at the local level.
The challenge is magnified by the need to win a supermajority for passage, even in the cases when it's only 55% instead of the full 2/3. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.